It's a very simple idea. A whole universe of information. All of mankind's knowledge. Everything. All of it. In one place.
Every now and again, his mother would call out to him, saying, "Little Billy, what are you up to in there?" And little Billy would always call back and say, "I'm being good, Mummy." But little Billy was awfully tired of being good.
"They're not going to get me! I'm staying as I am. I'm a human being. A human being!"
"This is totally unbearable."
The intense horror of nightmare came over me. I tried to draw back my arm, but the hand clung to it, and a most melancholy voice sobbed, "Let me in. Let me in." "Who are you?" I asked, struggling to disengage myself.
"But this all pleasure's fancies be. If ever any beauty I did see, which I desired and got, 'twas but a dream of thee."
"I don't change my mind often, Miss Little. And when a thing is done, I consider it done. But I've had a week to think about what you asked me, and I've decided that I was too hasty in refusing you."
"As for Hogshire, surely there had to be more to the bust than a bunch of dried poppies. It didn't make any sense. I asked our mutual friend if he would be in touch with Hogshire anytime soon, because I was eager to talk to him. Also," I added, as casually as I could manage, "would you mind asking if he's gotten any email from me?